Hey, dreamers. This is your host, Barry Miracle. Welcome to Wake Up Into Your Dream. It's time to wake up out of the nightmares of normality and wake up into God's divinely designed dream for your life. Jump on this podcast today and let's discover God's awesomeness waiting for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wake Up Into Your Dream. And you'll notice I have this special guest here. Tammy Marie Miracle, my bride of 34 years this November. Yeah, seven kids later. Before we get into any more introductions, welcome back. And I hope you've been enjoying the podcast over the last few months. Really been focused on you taking your promised land. And we wanted to share a bit of our life with you. People are interested. How do we do things? I got on here a couple weeks ago and I began to teach people how I live in that realm of the ascension, how I war a good warfare, and I'm going to be doing that again in this next season. But we wanted to get on here and just share our life, so the miracle life, and it's a miracle life, and we both come from broken homes, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But before we go any further, I just want to share this with you. The Ascend the Summit Leadership Experience, we're having it in Nashville. If you know anybody in the Nashville area and they're a leader or anything, like a leader of business or a leader of a, well, even a leader of a home, but a startup, a lawyer, a doctor, a judge. We've had all, you know, a millionaire, a multimillionaire business people, and then people just starting businesses. And then we had judges and lawyers and all kinds, and bishops and pastors. But if you know anybody that might want to be interested in coming, you can go to barrymiracle.ca and you'll be able to learn more there. But it's been exciting. This is our fourth one that we've done in the last couple of years, and it's been very exciting. So anyway, bless you guys. We are so excited, you know, to bring, you know, the miracle life. And our subtitle here is Where It All Began. And it began by Tammy prayer stalking me.
He has told me the story. But it is true. I prayed for you before you even came to the church. I didn't know him.
Yeah.
And as a teenager,
yeah,
I had a very active prayer life.
Yeah.
I was raised in the church from the time I was seven.
Yeah.
And
born again at seven.
Born again at seven. Yeah.
Baptized in the Holy Spirit at 11.
At 11.
Yeah.
And a sweet older lady in our church, I think I was 13, when she took me on as a young girl to pray for. So our youth group at the time had senior sponsors, I think is what they called them.
Yeah.
And just
Evangel Temple in Napanee, Ontario.
Yes. And so Kay Dudgeon was her name. And she was an intercessor, I believe, just a heart of an intercessor. And she
came
to me every Sunday.
Yeah.
And asked me how I was doing. And you knew it was a formality because you knew she knew from God how I was doing. She asked me. It was kind of a trick question. But she would challenge me about prayer and about praying. And when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, she had challenged me to speak in the Holy Spirit for 15 minutes a day. And I remember,
that's a big deal back then.
Well, and I remember like the first few weeks, like 5 minutes seemed like eternity.
Right.
Like you don't realize how long it is. Now, I mean, that would be so simple.
Yeah.
And it is simple, but that's where it sort of all began.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so I would pray, and I had started as a teenager going after school to our youth group on Wednesdays and would just fast and pray for the services. And so that was, that was my life.
Yeah.
My mom is an intercessor,
and
I would wake up to her a lot of times in the morning praying and having her her special time of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it kept us all sane. I'm sure it was that thing that kept everything together.
And that's what's really kept our lives together.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
But I mean, we both come from broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
My parents divorced when I was like three or four.
and it wasn't easy, and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm you know, my mom and I were separated until I was like 34 when we reconnected, and I held her hands, and we just prayed for her and blessed her, and I forgave her, she forgave, you know, and it was just a beautiful moment. And when I was 34 years of age, and we began a relationship. So I'm not blaming my dad, I'm not blaming my mom, things happen. So they broke up, and I grew up as a non-native looking native, who was very much raised as a first person's activist and a champion.
Yes.
Yeah. So I grew up that way, but looking very much not native looking, because my mom was Scottish and Irish, mainly Irish. But anyway, so broke up. So that was difficult. You could, you know, share a bit of your story. What I'm saying is, but God,
right.
We're a recipe for disaster according to DNA and according to, you know, rules and regulations of what is good and what is bad and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so just share a bit on.
I mean, God is so faithful, right? And so as a young girl, we had changed cities. My mom moved. After leaving my father, she moved to a city where we didn't know anybody, didn't really have family around, and I think she just desired a fresh start.
Right.
And she got plugged into a church, and I mean, the rest is history. They yeah. really embraced her and us as a family.
Yeah.
And and she just was ministered to
yeah.
by the love of God
yeah.
and raised us in the church. I didn't know anything different.
Yeah. Saved at 7, baptized in the Holy Spirit at 11.
Right.
And you'll have to maybe share the story of how you got baptized in the Holy Spirit, because it's kind of funny. But
yeah.
let's get back to the important issue about you prayer stalking.
But anyway, so I had an active prayer life, and I had just,
yeah.
I was out with my mom.
Yeah.
And we had come along the business that Barry was running at the time,
yeah.
a family business, and he was outside, and I had said something to my mom, and she's like, oh, he's probably not even a Christian. And at that point, I was like, well, maybe he could be. And I didn't even know his name. I had started praying for him. So later, when he walked through the doors of the church,
and the ceiling didn't cave in.
Even though many people thought it should have.
It wasn't that bad. It was just a bit of a partier, looking for life in all the wrong places, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But and I was running from the Lord, because I grew up in Pentecost. I grew up in charismatic churches, and my grandfather was the first native ordained by the Assemblies of God. Couldn't read or write until he was 21 when he went to Bible college after he gave his heart to the Lord. Started 13 churches. So my dad was earlier on in ministry. He was a child prodigy preacher at 12, had a nervous breakdown at 13, and then recovered, but it was never really the same. I mean, he did well in ministry. Then some things happened, and ended up going another direction.
Mm-hmm.
So not casting shade here today, but I'm just saying, you know, life sometimes is very difficult. But you know, with Tammy and I, it's been a life. She had to pray me into the kingdom with my grandmother that was praying for me at that time as well.
Right.
So we gave our hearts. I gave my heart to the Lord, like really dedicated my heart at the age of 21. And that's when I started going to the youth group, and we had a powerful time in our youth group back then. We had like 100 young people that would show up on a Wednesday night, and it was a small community too. We had access to the schools and all that kind of stuff, and we were working with Bill and
Kathy
Innes, and they were great mentors in our lives back then. But anyway, But when we shortly after we got married, we moved and began to go to this church in Kingston, Living Word Ministry Center, with Pastor Ken and Patricia Scott. And we just dug into the Word and the presence of God, and But even in the youth group, there's times in the presence of God where things would lift off of us.
And right.
It's always been a life of pursuing the presence.
Yeah. Right. And in that presence, there's things that, I mean, years of counseling can't deal with, the same as it. I'm not against counseling. I'm just saying that one moment in his presence can change everything.
Yeah.
And you may not even know what it is
until you don't respond
the same or react the same or have that same insecurity when something comes up. So it's always been that. It's been his presence that's kept us.
Yeah.
That we've pursued.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And we've been actively pursuing
the presence.
Yes. And I would say through our marriage, there's been times where maybe I haven't been as strong at pursuing or, you know, dealing with things, and you would push me forward in the sense that we know our answer is in his presence. We know that freedom comes with the word of God. We know that we frame our world by our words. And so, and then there's been times where maybe you've been dealing with things and it's like, okay, but this is how we do this. Yeah. This is what we do. And so I think we've been blessed with that.
We've really championed each other, and it very seldom were we both down.
Yes, very seldom.
But to be honest, there's not been very many days where we've been down. But there has been. There are those days. The enemy does come in like a flood.
Right.
You know, I had a massive heart attack. We had, you know, real serious battles of health with some of our children. I mean, serious stuff that maybe when we're interviewing them, we can talk about it, but just, you know, betrayal and other things. But it's always, we've always found our strength at the altar, in his presence, in the word, in our confessions. I mean, Tammy was diligent to write out all of our, and someday we can maybe pull out our book and we can show people all the handwritings, that Tammy's handwriting, of writing out all the prophecies.
Right.
Because we've gotten prophecies all throughout the years. And the first prophecy that Tammy and I got together was in 1993, I think it was. Maybe 92, but I think it was 93. And the base of it was, as I was with Moses, Joshua, and Caleb, so I also shall be with you, and you will take my people into their promised land. And so a gentleman from his name, he's an apostle. I'll remember it in a minute, but prophesied that over us, and it was the first major prophecy I ever received, that I've ever received, that we probably, that we would recognize. We probably got,
other words, but maybe not.
But we wrote this out and we began to prophesy it, because you got a war for your word with that word, right?
Yes.
And so that, you know, some things that we really bit our teeth into faith and into standing on the word of
the
God.
The word of God and its final say in our lives, right?
Yeah, every time.
And I think the idea of just going over a word, like sometimes we get a word and it blesses our spirit and we're like, yes, I can't wait for that, and or this is so encouraging, and then we do nothing else with it.
Right. We put it on the shelf and say, you know, God, if you're going to do it, you're God, you know.
Right. But sometimes there's things we need to do to come into alignment.
Yeah.
So that one, that word can come to pass.
Yeah.
And there's always a moment where our capacity is stretched, right? Where he strengthens our pegs.
He's lengthening the tent. He's widening the tent. He's lengthening the cords, and he's strengthening the peg. Yeah.
Right. And that's not the most comfortable thing.
Stretching is never comfortable.
I mean, we talk about it ourselves, where sometimes we step into a bit of a greater anointing, and it takes a process to be able to maneuver with that, like with a new mantle. And sometimes you're maybe more intense than you need to be
when did that ever happen?
Or you just don't know how to process some things. And so I think there's that with the word, when you're going over the word of God and you're bringing yourself into alignment and giving God that opportunity to enlarge your capacity to be the person that he's called you to be, right? There's other times you get a word and you're like, I mean, I have no faith for that.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that we're always growing as believers in Christ and as Christians, we should always be growing.
Yeah.
We should always be going. There's no, if you're living a mundane, same old life every day, you need to question, you know, what's going on, because we need to be growing in our faith. We need to be growing in our influence. We need to, and so it's a life. Life is, and I've said this for years, life is not a destiny desperately driven towards as much as it is the fluidity of a purpose fulfilled, and it's growing and growing together. And so one of the keys to our relationship is that this is me and this is Tammy, and so our the ability for us to grow together is Christ and our purpose together. So, you know, that's our commonality. That's where you have to have a common goal that's bringing you back together. And so, you know, one of the main things that we've developed over the last 20 years in our lives is our devotional time.
Yes. Yeah.
And
our praying together. Always had devotional time individually.
Yeah. And you'd make it happen, whether you would be driving the kids to school for the hour and when you're coming home, or, you know, because you can only do what you can do. And there's a special grace on a mom. During the child
and I think God gives you creative ideas of how to use your time wisely.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, you have to make it happen.
Yeah.
But there are times, so I had a 30-minute drive home from dropping the kids off, and that was my time with the Lord.
Yeah.
I think that twice a day.
Twice a day. So it's like an hour. Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, but purposeful about it. And I think that's part of it, is being purposeful. And as we're growing, it's being purposeful in the Word. So we're growing in Christ as we're growing together.
Right.
But even our devotional life together, our prayer time together, when we started
telling the truth.
To be honest, Barry is a Mary. I'm a Martha. Barry could sit at the feet of Jesus all day long.
Yeah.
And really enjoy himself. I'm like, somebody's got to get dinner on. There are things to be done.
Thank God.
So when we started, I mean, he could pray, and I'd be like, kids need to be up, lunches need to be in bed, so we need to be out the door. And so I would get kind of a little intense, which would be a nice way to describe how I was. And so we had to develop this. Like, it wasn't easy the first little bit. We knew we wanted to pray together. We knew we needed to do confessions together. And it made things spiritually easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were dealing with things from the outside, when you just have times where you know that things are coming at you spiritually or coming at you, it made things easy that way.
Yeah.
But we had to
developing that was
our ability to work together and to honor each other, in the sense that I trust Barry. He's always been the head of our home spiritually. He's always taken that lead, which is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and creates a safety net for the rest of us. But he had to understand that, I mean, once a certain time rolled around, I was checked out.
Yeah.
He could sit with Jesus all he wanted. But so
the prayer agreement might be somewhere.
Prayer agreement was not with that. So we had to really work that out.
Yeah. And so it's and it's working out. And so it's what we need to do to develop this, because I'll tell you, when the enemy would be screaming right in my ear, but after we started praying together, it was like he was a mile away. It was just a lot easier to deal with external things when we were covering, because when you pray together, you're covering each other.
Right.
And so it not that there's not challenges, not that the enemy doesn't come like a roaring lion at times, or a rushing river or flood or whatever, but it's easier to get back on your horse when you're persistent and consistent in your devotional life. So we would do, I mean, traditionally we do now about an hour and a bit.
Yes.
Would be our morning. So,
but I'm not rushing out the door to drop kids at school.
No, it's easier, right?
So it's easier. Yeah. I mean, we did work out a good schedule.
Yeah.
When we had people, we had to get places.
Yeah. Now we can sleep until like 6 you know, 30 or sometimes 7. And on Saturday mornings, we sleep in whenever we want to, which is around 8:30.
Right.
But
later on Friday night.
We would go through our time where, so Tammy would set the alarm for 6 or 6:30. And she would go down, push the button on the coffee. Coffee would be start brewing. And then have her shower and then come back to bed. She'd bring the coffee. And then we would sit in bed. And the first 10 minutes of your life, first 10 minutes of every day is how you set your trajectory.
Right.
Yeah, and that's really important. That's why I really suggest strongly that you develop a prayer life in the morning, because you need to set your day. Yeah. If you don't set your day will be set by something else. So this is, you know, we do a time of worship. So we go through the Lord's Prayer, right?
Yes.
Where but it's expanded, our Father who art in heaven. Then we would pray we would worship. And we spend, in some mornings, it's like we just spend like 10, 15 minutes and worship, usually about 10 minutes anyway. And then thanking him for all of his goodness and our new creation. And then we do communion.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we started doing communion a while ago, but it's more recent, over the last year or so.
Been the last year.
Yeah, maybe a bit more.
Right. Yeah.
And we try to, every morning we're together, we do communion. And so we found, you know, because we need to make much of the blood and body sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I'm convinced to know nothing more amongst you except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. The depth of the gospel, we haven't even hardly scratched the surface. Well, that's just the entrance. No, you need to understand. It's the foundation. It is a gateway. It is these things. But when the blood of Jesus Christ that was sprinkled on the mercy seat speaks a better word.
Yes.
It's all about mercy. So God's been so merciful to our lives, and maybe another time we can get a little bit more detail of how we go about our prayers, but this is like the foundations. It's how it all began,
how it started. Yeah.
Yeah. So 34 years this November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we dated a little bit before that, so we've been together, you know, 30. You've been a miracle longer than you ever were, Turnbull.
Yeah, ever. That's so true.
Yeah. So we have 7 kids. We have 2 in heaven. Our first one went to heaven.
And our fourth.
And then our fourth went to heaven. Yeah. And so, but we've raised 5 very strong leaders. Surprise! And we're very passionate, very proud of them.
Yes.
And then we have our fourth grandchild on the way.
Yeah.
And so it'll be born probably about the time you guys are listening to this. And so, yeah, it's been a very full life. And
yes.
And
we love it. We love the fullness of our life. And
yeah.
We do live sometimes very busy lives, but
adventurous lives.
There's grace for it.
Yeah.
When we tap into that grace.
And always grace.
There is grace.
But it has to be activated.
Right. And there's times we have to remind ourselves. In some seasons, you need more grace than others. And so we have to be willing to tap into the grace.
Yeah. And you know, just I'm going to throw this out, and maybe it's a little bit premature, but we've always fought fair. I don't remember more than 5 serious arguments that we've had
Right.
But not very many, to be honest.
No, we haven't.
Over 33 years plus.
And I've heard people say, well, one of you isn't themselves, or I can't believe that. That's not a healthy relationship. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're
fine. We're good. I'm sorry if you fight a lot.
Yeah.
But I just think you've got to decide what matters. And everything's not worth fighting over.
No. I mean, the things that drive you a little...
The things that I love the most about you. Okay. I say this quite often. The things I love the most about Barry are also the things that could upset me the most about Barry.
Yeah.
I love that he is...
Spontaneous. Adventurous,
relational, you know, unless I'm in the car waiting for him to finish a conversation with somebody. Sometimes I don't appreciate it. Do you know what I mean? Or I'm trying to finish. I'm very task oriented.
Yeah.
And I can get very focused on what needs to get done and miss the trees for the forest. in the process. So we balance each other out well.
Where I'm noticing all the trees and Danny's
every one of them. Every tree. But we do, when we allow ourselves, and when we're healthy, we allow ourselves to balance each other out properly. And I think I've learned, and you too, I'm sure there's things like my task oriented, sometimes it's not always a blessing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, especially when I'm trying to surprise you with something and she doesn't like surprises. So now I tell her what I'm going to do. I tell her the surprise, and then we do the surprise, and I win twice.
And it's so, good.
Yeah. Yes. And everybody's happy, and she gets to do her schedule. But yeah, it's like, but majoring on the majors and minoring on the minors and no head games.
Right.
Like when Tammy says, I can go, that means I can go.
Right.
If Tammy says, you know, sure, you can have the guys over and watch the boxing match or hockey game or football game, whatever. It's not like I'm going to wonder while I'm sitting down there, did she really mean that?
No.
No, we don't play head games. Our yay is yay and our nay is nay.
Right.
And we love beyond knowledge. So the buck stops with me. The odd times when we had these difficult moments of intense fellowship, and Tammy, it wasn't Tammy's job to give in. It was my job to love her like Jesus loves the church.
Right.
I got to lay down my life. Men, it doesn't matter. You have to be the bigger person. It doesn't matter. I mean, should we try to get along? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with us. So, I mean, there's different times where we did not want to talk to each other. And this stands out because it wasn't very many. But, I mean, and I just said, babe, I mean, I know we don't even want to do this right now, but we got to pray.
We need to.
Yeah. But we got to pray.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just start whatever I've done wrong. I mean, and if I know what it is, then I would definitely repent. But it's just honoring and preferring.
Right.
Literally. Like Tammy hates going and doing errands.
I really
She'd do. Rather be at the house doing something, you know, that
I'd quite frankly rather clean a bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I can see progress.
Errands so I'll do that.
A lot of time wasted.
I'll do them. I not at me.
You like it.
Every day. Going to the grocery store is an adventure. I just
not for me.
Yeah.
It's a task.
Yeah. And so just learning how to put credits in the love bank.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Should I share that funny story?
No, not maybe. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. I mean, you have it on one of the podcasts, I'm sure.
Do I? I don't think I do.
I think you do because somebody mentioned it to me not that long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's worth sharing again, maybe the next time. Well, we're winding down. We got 27 minutes in. It seems like it just started. But I just want to say I love you.
I love you too.
I do honor you. And Tammy is a rock. Ask me how Tammy's doing. Just tweet it or something. I don't know. But this is what I would say if I could hear you. I would say Tammy is like Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. She's the same yesterday, today, and forever. She's a rock. She's constant. She's loyal. And if I really want to be in her good books, I know how to do it. But one thing is just acts of love and doing things around the house, like putting the air conditioner in or when I don't have time or doing those sort of things. But just learn each other's love languages. And so where it all began is it began with me down in Orlando as far as our marriage goes, because I had a vision. God gave me a vision. So you need to know that your significant other is the one that God chose for you, because we know we're put together by God.
Right.
That means we can walk through anything.
Okay.
And so we walked through so many difficult situations, so many storms.
Right.
And
we're stronger because of it.
We're stronger because of it.
Because we come through it together. We don't.
Yeah. But understand, when we went into, I'll get back to Orlando in a second, but going into his presence, letting the Holy Spirit displace the hurts, the wounds, heal you.
Yeah.
Just seek his presence on a daily. So anyway, where it all began, as far as marriage goes, and that Tammy's the one, is I was down at a James Robinson conference, and he was speaking, and I did not heart. I didn't know what he said. I still don't understand or remember what was said. I sobbed through the whole service as God began to reveal to me that I was going to marry Tammy. And I was going to send her a postcard, and I should have, because I came back and she was dating somebody else. But yeah, and so, you know, who God puts together, nobody can take apart.
Right.
Yeah. So
I think if you choose to stay with God, though, I think there are times that relationships don't work.
Yeah. And there's no condemnation if you're living a divorced life, or you're separated, or it just didn't work out, or is the wrong person, or there's a myriad of different. We're not walking in your moccasins. We're not living your life, and we can't judge you. We're not judging you. We're just saying this is what worked for us, and we want to share some of these things. So maybe when that other wonderful person does come into your life, it can be a little bit different,
right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any okay. Oh, last thing. If you were to describe God in one word, what would it be?
Faithful.
I knew it.
Yeah. He's always faithful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what it
is. He's not always on my time.
No, no.
But he's always faithful in his timing.
Right. And we
and
submit
so knowing that in the end, he is faithful.
Yeah. And so what is your life scripture?
Life scripture. Be casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
And I
feel like throughout my life that has been you know, a journey. When I was younger, just to learn to cast my cares upon him, I think I'm much better at it now. I mean, I've had a few years to learn.
Well, can you just pray over everybody listening and watching today that you know, that some of the things that we shared today, and being a little bit vulnerable about some stuff, but that we would just be able to rest in him and cast our cares on him.
So Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for everybody who's listening, who's going to listen, Father. And we just thank you for showing them how to set that time in the morning with you, how to cast their cares upon you, because you do care for us, and you do care about the little things, the big things, but even the little things. And so, Father, I just pray that over our audience today, that we would lean back into you and know that as a faithful God, that we can cast everything to you and you take care of it.
Yeah.
In your mighty name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Be merciful to somebody today. Be loving. Be kind. And you'll reap a wonderful harvest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Miracle and Tammy Miracle signing off. But don't forget to go to barrymiracle.ca and sign up for the Ascend the Summit Leadership Experience this September 26th and 27th in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee is one of our favorite places, and we love Nashville.
We like Tennessee.
And we bless you till next week. Signing off.
Thanks again for joining us today on Wake Up Into Your Dream. My great friend Tony Fitzgerald would say you have two great days in your life, the day you were born and the day you discovered why. In these podcasts, I'm hoping this is true, that you are having aha moments and great moments of getting introduced to the true you, because your whole world is waiting for the authentic you to show up. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please go to www.barrymiracle.ca. You can check out my book, Wake Up Into Your Dream. You can connect. You can see where we're going to be live in the future. And you can just connect with us then. But this is Barry Miracle, your dream coach, signing off for now. We'll talk to you next week.